This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am clever. The Doug Stafford Good Day program, making decisions every moment of every day about what it is that we think we need to tell you more about. I am Doug Stafford, also known as Sir Talk-A-Lot, with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler.
What was the other name that we came up for you, Jennifer?
That's Sir Talk-A-Lot.
The Corduroy Cowboy.
The Corduroy Cowboy. That's right.
After 22 years with Bud Selig in charge, there's a pause and a puke there. Major League Baseball didn't have to look very far for his replacement, his right-hand man, league executive Rob Manfred, is the new commissioner of baseball.
Yep.
The 30 owners voted on him during their meetings in Baltimore yesterday. He's the 10th commissioner in Major League Baseball's history.
Good.
Bud Selig was a disgrace.
Yep.
From most people's perspective.
He's a two-faced, lying...
Yeah. This guy stuck it out with him that long, is he cut out of the same cloth? Might be the question that some people would answer. ask. I don't know what the answer is. They might ask that question.
You know, hopefully he'll be able to get a new stand. Mm-hmm. Because my problem with Bud Selig is that they promoted steroids within the ranks.
Yeah.
Turned face on all of those guys and then basically ran them out of town. Come on, you can't tell me you didn't know Mark McGwire. You can't tell me you didn't turn your head
laughing stock
when Mark McGwire was taking steroids. When Barry Bonds...
He was a human juice box. Come on.
Barry Bonds' head was the size of a 16-pound bowling ball when he was stroiding up. And you knew it, and you wanted it. You loved it.
There isn't
promoted
much,
it.
Right, so respect for him. And now, if you want to see something that really is damning about Major League Baseball, the 60 Minutes piece this past weekend, where Scott Pelley introduced and interviewed the guy who was doping up Alex Rodriguez. I can't remember his name.
The guy from Miami, yeah.
Yeah, right. Ugh, man, was he dirty. And anyway, so that information and what came out of the conversation, not only about Alex Rodriguez, what was going on in Major League Baseball, how corrupt it has become, these guys had to have known. The owners had to have known. The coaches, the managers had to have known.
They all knew. So,
of course they knew. What a bunch of hypocrites.
And then they like, we can't have this. We're going to clean this up.
Right, exactly. All right.
Please.
So anyway, there's that. In a moment, we're going to meet Judith McGeary. Those of you who have been listening to or following the story that's posted at DougStephan.com about the United States Department of Agriculture needing submachine guns, you may want to follow in that stead. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on scams and threats to your identity.
We promise.
Later in the hour. And, yeah, we promise this time. And Uri Geller will join us later on in the hour as well. This is sensitive, and that's where I went, because it refers to one of my brethren in conversation radio, spoken word format, talk radio, owes its very existence and survival, well, not survival, but existence to Rush Limbaugh. So when I listened to him this week talk about, I don't listen to him much anymore because I don't really find him to be that interesting anymore. He used to be great, funny, and poignant, but now he's just angry. And when he popped off on Robin Williams after he committed suicide, it kind of turned my stomach a little bit in that he basically said Williams killed himself for a political leftist because of his political left leanings. And, you know, I can't imagine that he really honestly believes that. But just saying it, I mean, the Sandra Fluke thing was tough on business, and he was responsible for that. So the reason I'm bringing this up now is because it troubles me. The guy who really was responsible for the beginnings and nurturing and success of this medium is almost single-handedly tearing it down. And one wonders whether he, you know, there are people that are strong voices and a different direction for some of us to go conversationally. But I say it, and people say, well, you don't really have to say it. And I feel like...
He says everybody's misquoting him.
Well, but he always says that.
Said
he
yesterday,
said that about
all of
Michael
these...
J. Fox,
right?
You know, when he was making fun of him. You know, what comes of that? Is that really something that caters? Are there a lot of people in this country who think that that's cool? Is that why we have the problems in Missouri with the whites and blacks? And is that why we have intolerance as we do for people because of this kind of conversation? I'm not saying we shouldn't have it because I think a lot of people agree with it, or he'll convince people that that's what makes sense. I just don't get it. I guess that's just my, you know, especially how foolish it looks now, because apparently what the real truth is that Williams was depressed because he had Parkinson's, and Parkinson's, what was going on in his brain, may have affected what he decided to do. And it has, what has that got to do with leftist political leanings?
I think he was trying to explain how they have this view of the world, and if it's not the perfect view that they want, yes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I think that's the point he was trying to make.
Is that whole water? Is that something that makes sense?
I guess he thought so.
Some people it does.
But he says he's being misquoted.
Everybody has a take.
Right.
You know, you listen to it and you go on.
You mean on Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Right. Well, we were talking earlier on, before we knew the whole story, about how selfish it is or was.
But think about this. I mean, look at Shepard Smith. He said it was selfish, and now people want him fired over at Fox News.
If you've got young kids and you leave them, I've got a real big problem with it. But, hey, if you've got grown kids, they're out, they're on their own, they're taking care of life, or you don't have kids at all, or you're not beholden to anybody, that's your thing, man.
I don't think it's any easier. I
can't stand it when somebody commits suicide and they leave young kids behind.
I don't think it makes it any different for me. I would have a hard time if my parents decided to commit suicide.
Hmm. Yeah, but you're able to take care of yourself now.
Of course I am, but it's right. Still, I don't know.
Speaking of taking care, do the agents for the U.S. Department of Agriculture need submachine guns to carry out their duties? We'll talk to Judith McGeary about that and find out what it is that she thinks, and you can compare it to what you think coming up next on Good Day.
Run in, jump in, just get into Kohl's. Find savings on athletic wear for back to school, like favorites from Nike, including shoes for the family and performance gear for boys. Girls' Converse sneakers, only $36.99. Women's Fila Sport tees, tanks, and bottoms, 30 to 45% off. And game winners from Adidas, men's tees, $17.99. Keep up the pace with sport watches, just $11.99 each. Plus save with over 100 night owl and early bird specials, late Friday and early Saturday. This weekend, find your yes. Kohl's.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our anniversary sale, August 15th through the 18th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, and I have Judith McGeary with us. She's the chapter leader for the WAPF in Austin, Texas, an attorney and a farmer. So that puts you pretty high on, well, I don't know about the attorney part of it, but being connected to the farm world, because I'm not only a broadcaster, but I'm a dairy farmer, Judith, as well. Tell people what the WAPF is.
So that's the Weston A. Price Foundation.
Right. Weston A. Price Foundation.
Oh, I like them.
It's a nonprofit that does education on nutrition and health.
Right. And is in support of raw milk sales, and that's how I am connected to them, because on my dairy farm I sell raw milk.
I just shared a local list from the Weston A. Price Foundation on our community Facebook page of where you can get local farm markets and local goods.
There you go. Yeah. Wish we could sell the raw milk at those local farm markets, Richie.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
The USDA recently requested permission, or is acting through some sort of regulatory process, in order to get submachine guns. Now, I'm looking at this and the concern that it raised for me as a farmer, and it ought to be something that people who are food consumers...
As a farmer with attitude.
About. Yeah, I do have an attitude. I do. Yeah. I don't like the government. I'm not. There's nobody who knows that any better than my staff and the people who listen to this program, Judith. But there's a bigger picture here. And when you look at what's going on in some of our communities, like that St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, where everybody is all in a knot about the killing of that black teenager, and then you see new government agents coming in, not only in that arena, but in general, there are a lot of these requests that have been put forth, and one wonders what the end goal is. And in the minute and a half, 2 minutes that we have here, I'd like to hear from you about not only your feelings about the USDA and their request for submachine guns, but the militarization of many of these government agencies.
I completely agree with you. The problem with the USDA is simply really symptomatic of what's going on across all sorts of government agencies, where we see a greater and greater movement towards arming all sorts of officials, USDA, FDA, IRS. You know, why do these agencies need basically SWAT teams?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they have. They have in-house SWAT teams. And it bypasses all of the, normal protections on the use of force by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's deeply disturbing. And it doesn't take very many examples to put a lot of fear in people.
What, as a lawyer, can you do with the groups that you're involved with in general, a lot of these different farm groups, what can be done in, not even with the farm groups, in the main, a lot of people with all kinds of attitude toward this, what can be done? How does it stop or get stopped?
Well, I think, one step, and it's going to have to be stopped at all sorts of levels. Your example of Ferguson shows it's not just the federal government issue either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have local governments and state governments who are also becoming pretty heavily militarized. But at the, starting at the federal level and looking at that, there's been a bill introduced that would demilitarize
mm-hmm.
these agencies and require them, if they need military support, to go to law enforcement and go through the normal process. It's H.R. 4934, the Regulatory Agency Demilitarization Act, and it's getting a nice list of co-sponsors going. What we need is a longer list of co-sponsors. So, an easy step people can take is to call their congressman and urge them to support H.R. 4934.
I think, Kenny, we posted earlier, and I hope it's still there, as you go to DougStefan.com and you see the reference to the story, ways for you to either get to your congressman to get him to support this regulatory agency demilitarization act, or send the petition along to the people who would pay attention to it, because people need to know we've had quite enough of this. Thank you. Judith, good to have you here. Thanks for your leadership with the Weston A. Price Foundation. Sell that raw milk and keep the people with guns from the USDA out of our farms or off of our property. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm everything I am because you love me.
For those of you who aren't even Celine Dion fans, this song and the movie from which it came, Robert Redford, Michelle Williams, and Michelle Phillips. It was Michelle Phillips, right? Not Michelle Williams.
Michelle Phillips is the singer.
Yeah, she's the young actress, One Day at a Time.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
Yeah, it's a great
I knew it was a Michelle
Pfeiffer. So we have Celine playing to sort of call attention to something's going on with her. She has cleared her calendar of all her scheduled performances, saying she needs to focus on her health and her husband's health. He has a cancerous tumor, and they have three young children. He's an older fellow. He was the manager.
One of the I Married My Record Producer stories, right?
Right, yeah. And anyway, he's been struggling with the disease. She had planned, and has been for quite a while, performing in Caesar's Palace, right?
Yes.
And now she was scheduling a tour of Asia as well, and that's all on hold because her husband is not doing well.
And she's been battling some stuff, too.
Yeah, right. But she has inflamed throat muscles and that sort of thing.
He's got cancer, I think.
Right, yeah, he does. He has I'm not sure where the cancer is, but not good. Anyway, so if you bought tickets for future shows that are being canceled, they'll refund your money. Isn't that standard operating procedure? Or do sometimes people who have cancellations like this have the courage reschedule, to keep the money?
They reschedule the concert, and your tickets are still good for the rescheduled date.
Also, in the musical byline today, Lionel Richie and Diana Ross. And
this is a soft rock segment of this.
Yes, it is. Yes, that is.
Helping you get through the elevator and your dentist appointment.
Doug was just calling to tell you he's really sorry for calling you a jerkle burger. And he's sending this out to you.
Jennifer? No, I'm not. So this was the number one song in the pop music charts during this week in 1981, a huge success for the two of them. It was number one for 9, count 'em, 9 weeks. Lionel Richie, Diana Ross with Endless Love. Okay, there isn't a day go by, there isn't some Paul McCartney news. Ah, Richie, good choice.
Sing along, Dudley.
I will do that. I can.
I'm in a chance.
I can do the clapping. No, wait a minute. What are you doing playing the German version of this? That's the big idea.
Hey. I wish I would have taken that bet.
Come give Jared Dinehan.
Paul McCartney closed San Francisco's Candlestick Park concert after, the Candlestick Park 54-year run.
Yeah.
They called it the Stick.
Yep.
The reason it had a special place in his heart, more than just another tour stop on his out there tour, it housed the last performance by the Beatles in August 1966. The last time they performed together in America was at Candlestick Park. Also, it's been home to a number of sports franchises, the Giants and the 49ers. And it was very interesting when the earthquake,
right,
San Francisco earthquake, we knew about it first because Al Michaels,
yeah,
was doing a game from there. Who doesn't remember that? And man, he sounded like, oof, what happened to my chair? That moment, and they stopped the game and closed the park. There were big, huge cracks in the park after that, but it's been around for a while. So where's the new park? I'm trying to imagine. Candlestick Park, if you go up the 101, it's just before the airport on the right-hand side, mm-hmm, way back, sort of stuck in the back there. Where's the new park?
On the water in the town of San Francisco. So like before, yeah, as you kind of come in the city right before you get to Fisherman's Wharf.
Okay. Good to know. That's a good, they cleaned that area up. That's a good place
for it. It's really nice. Yeah. I've never been to the stadium. It's pretty.
28 after. This is Good Day.
It's called the Family and Medical Leave Act,
often known as FMLA. Employees who qualify for FMLA and have employers who have the FMLA policy can get up to 12 weeks a year of unpaid leave.
The law applies to public agencies, schools, and many companies with over 50 employees. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Employees who take FMLA leave must be provided group health insurance during their time off, and your job is protected, which is a really important one for so many caregivers.
AARP caregiving expert Amy Goyer.
Employees can request to take FMLA leave for a very specific family and medical reasons, including caring for a spouse, a child, or a parent with a serious health condition.
Find out the details and restrictions of the FMLA on our website. Some states offer leave, too, and you can get leave to care for a veteran. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or Ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
It's 33 after. Yeah, for now, Doug Steffens. Good day program. I said it with a smile in my voice and on my face. I'm proud to present to you Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and the rundown for this half hour. Action packed, along with a big hug. Stephen J.J. Wiseman will talk about the situation with a lot of people who are your enemies when it comes to identity theft and what the latest some of these games and tricks that are being played on you. Then Uri Geller is going to talk about being psychic here on the Good Day program. Some sports news of note. Here's the, there's a lot of people who are speculating still on the Washington Redskins. Richie loves to talk about this, so I figured before he goes on vacation, give him a shot.
Bring it on.
Well, Kenny asked this question when I first said, let's talk for a minute about the Redskins. Why was it back in June that the Redskins, who were told that the United States Patent and Trademark Office was going to cancel the Redskins trademark, why did they wait until August 15th, Kenny, was your question, when in fact this thing's been brewing for a couple of months? And I guess that's a question. They basically ignored it anyway, but the team is now filing a complaint. What if they cancel the trademark? If it's so bad, who's gonna take it anyway?
Right.
Wait a minute, my question. So who cares?
Right. If it's so offensive, who's gonna buy any jerseys? So why does the trademark office, and why is the trademark office involved in the name of a sports team anyway?
Excellent question.
Why
More
is
overreach by the
U.S. government entity, a federal government entity, involved in the name of a sports franchise?
Politics.
They're involved with everything, Rich.
Is it up
well,
there?
They are because to protect the trademark so that you can't go sell Redskins paraphernalia.
No. Only I understand why they control the trademark, but why are they the ones to cancel it? if I apply for a trademark, I understand that they are the ones to
Let's ask Wiseman in a minute. Let's ask him that question. That's a pretty good question to ask somebody like that. He'll have a quick answer. Tiger Woods says his back problems prevent him from joining the U.S. team at the Ryder Cup in Scotland. Is that a blow for the American team?
Contributed? Sure. If Tiger Woods were in great shape, yes, you'd love to have him on your team. But he's done for the season. He just needs to take the rest of the year off and let his back heal.
Heal again.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Never healed from his disc surgery.
So this is from the Wonder of Wonders department. I love these stories. My father was an excellent golfer. When he died at the age of 90, almost 91, he had played in all the senior tournaments, won all the New England tournaments, had a 2 handicap when he was 88. That shows you how he valued the time on the golf course. Here's the story of this 22-year-old college student who has quite a run on golf courses over the past month or so. On Monday, Nathan Spoon Canner drilled his third, you heard me say it right, his third hole-in-one in the
crazy.
Past 45 days.
Really?
At the Casserly Golf Course in Watsonville, California, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
First one on June 29th, an 88-yard shot with a wedge. Then he followed up with a 180-yard ace using sort of a hybrid club on the 4th of August. And then the other one came the other day, 112-yard shot with a 9-iron. He says, I'm an average golfer.
Right.
My dad played his whole life, got down to about a 9 handicap, never hit a hole in one.
That's pretty good.
I'm playing with a friend of mine last week, and she's like, yeah, I only have one. I'm like, how did you get a hole in one? It was a par 3. I mean, it amazes me that somebody can hit the ball that far, and it hits that little cup from 150, 180 yards, whatever it is.
Good stuff. All right, speaking of good stuff, let's review who could be or what could be your worst enemy when it came to cyber crimes. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man.
That was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from Boston Beer. It was Boston Beer.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, a good expert on the radio, written books on scams and identity theft. I have never asked him a legal question that he couldn't answer. And so before we talk about this new alert that you have, I want to just spend a moment on the Redskins and that name and why now, after 2.5 months or so, they would go to challenge what the trademark. First, I guess most people are still asking, how is it that the trademark office, the patent office, has any sway or say in this at all? And then why would they wait so long to challenge it? And what do they expect to gain out of something like this, Steve?
Well, you know,
The trademark office disallows a trademark or a renewal of a trademark if it disparages any racial group or really any group. So a few years ago, this was challenged by a group of Indians, Native Americans, and the Trademark Bureau did indicate that they felt it was disparaging. The Redskins team appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, with the courage that we've seen from the court so many times, said, we'd really like to answer this one, but you filed it too late.
Yeah.
So we're not saying anything. So it was tossed down because of the statute of limitations. So then the case was reinstated, but this time with younger plaintiffs who were in a position to say, we weren't born when this happened, so we do have the standing to challenge it. It's going to be interesting because very, very much behind the scenes, the owner of the Washington Redskins has already registered a trademark that looks like a, and it's really sharp looking, a dignified arrow and Indian garb with the name the Washington Warriors. So I think they're ready in the event that they lose the case, and they very well might, but it's going to be a factual matter. Does Redskins disparage the Native Americans, or does it really not have a negative connotation?
Stephen Wiseman is also the founder of Scamicide.com. This website is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams and providing you with the latest information. Got a new book called Identity Theft Alert. So in this, there are a number of people who are, or a number of objects, I suppose, of your affection, the worst enemies that people can confront when it comes to using social media, using the tools. Let's have a few minutes on this and how we use this book, Steve.
You know, it's interesting. Talk about the enemies. You and I are about the same age, and we're old enough to remember the old cartoon Pogo. And one of my favorite slogans of Pogo was, "We have met the enemy, and he is us."
Mm-hmm.
And that is, despite all of the people who are out there, identity thieves trying to get at our information and steal our money, and it's family members, it's the kid next door, it's organized crime here in the United States, it's criminals across the globe, they all depend upon us making serious mistakes. And here's one. Now, right now, following the sad, tragic suicide of Robin Williams, there are turning up scams, and you mentioned social media, which is a great place for identity theft scams, where someone will get a posting that says, you've got to click here for a video of the actual police photographs that have been suppressed. And people will fall for that. They will, you know, curiosity will kill the cat. They click on that link and it downloads keystroke logging malware that steals all the information from their computer.
So you got to be careful. If you don't recognize where it's coming from, don't open it. Now, there's another thing, and I'd like to close with this. One of the things that's most poignant about the advice in this book is advising people not to use their social security number any place. You get lulled into, the doctor needs your number. The hell he does. He doesn't need it at all.
No, as a matter of fact, the reason that your physician is asking for it is to make it easier to put you into collection if you don't pay your bill. Yeah, unfortunately, the law says that you don't have to give your social security number, but the law says that you're not protected and the business can decide not to do business with you. There are two things that you can do. One thing is you can ask, and I did this with one of my physicians recently, I want to give you my social security number because your security isn't that good. I will give you my license, you know, my driver's license. That will work. A lot of people used Richard Nixon's social security number rather than argue with him, and that works too.
Yep. The book is called Identity Theft Alert, full of great information for you to protect yourself. His website is scamicide.com. His name is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, and he's here with us helping us understand how you can protect yourself. Again, the book is called Identity Theft Alert.
And now, Katy Perry.
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar.
Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at staples.com/make-roar-happen.
For extra tough jobs, take it to the max with Sacrete Maximizer Concrete. Sacrete Maximizer Concrete incorporates an exclusive formula to give you more coverage per bag. In fact, its specialized aggregate and higher cement content give you 67% more coverage than standard concrete mixes. Because Maximizer provides more coverage per bag, it means less to haul, less to carry, and less to mix, making your project easier. To see why Sacrete is the choice of pros since 1936, visit Sacrete.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. There are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. 50 cent crayons. What, what? $1 fake mechanical pencils. What, what? 17 cent notebooks. What, what?
All right, all right. We gotta end this commercial.
End the commercial.
What, what?
Here's the tagline.
Yeah. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store. Staples.com for details.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-835-1920 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-835-1920 to take your call now. Call 800-835-1920. That's 800-835-1920. Again, 800-835-1920.
Uri Geller joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Uri, a website called The World of the Unexplained asked people to understand or to tell their opinion as to whether they consult or would consult with a psychic. I thought this was pretty interesting. The question was, do you see a psychic on a regular basis? And let's see here. 62% said, no, I don't believe in them. 26% said, I've never seen one, but I'd like to. Let's see here. 7% said yes, but infrequently. 5% said no, it's against my religion. And 1% said, I'm in contact with a psychic every day. A lot of people think you are psychic because of the mental powers that you've demonstrated over the years. Do you object to that handle?
Well, I used to call myself a psychic decades ago, but then I realized that if I continue labeling myself a psychic, I would be regarded almost like a tarot card reader, a psychic that gazes into the crystal ball, those 42 and 2nd First Avenue psychics in little corner shops.
Mm-hmm.
So I ebbed away from that, and I started calling myself a paranormalist. But today, I really totally diverted myself into another field, and I call myself a mystifier. But having said that, you know, Doug, that I was tested many, many times by scientists. One of them stayed my very close friend. He's Captain Edgar Mitchell, who was a 6th astronaut to walk on the moon. And he told me once, and I'll never forget this, he said that there is no challenge too immense for man. There is no distance too great for our minds to travel. So I have to see psychic phenomenon almost as an energy that today we would call maybe scientifically intuition.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an intuitive, you let your mind travel through space and time and bring back information. So I don't really know if all those psychics that are out there promoting themselves are real or not, but I'm sure that a small minority of psychics out there who are actually selling their services are real, and maybe probably most are charlatans.
So in this circumstance, your mind power and their mind power, there is power in the mind. It's how you develop it. And it can be legitimate. It's just finding a good one or a legitimate one. And that's the hardest task when it comes to these sorts of things. I think.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. If you pick up any newspaper today, say the National Enquirer or the Star, you will find dozens, if not hundreds, of telephone numbers of psychics. So there you go.
Yeah, right. All right. But that's helpful explanation anyway. Uri Geller's website, cleverly done, as URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com. There is so much, you could spend a week there, and you might not get off the first four pages.
Love you all, bye.
There's so much stuff there. All right, Uri, thank you. 51, happy...
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Mustache like that before. You know who wore it? Saddam Hussein. And I believe we never caught two of his sons, Uday and Falafel.
There's trouble in the air, a rumble in the streets.
Anyone asking how my hand feels after punching that iron-like jaw of that baby?
Education is our future because schools is this nation's backbone.
All right, this is the song 99 Revolutions by Green Day from the movie The Campaign, which was the number one movie during this week in 2012. I don't remember anything about this movie.
Really? Not even when he punched the baby?
Not even that. Chuck, of course, probably brought his daughter to see this. And she was three at the time. But what do you remember most about this movie?
I didn't see it.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I'm not, you know what? I said it many times on the show. I'm not the biggest Will Ferrell fan. I mean, if a movie...
I don't like him
you know,
at all.
If I run into one of his films on TV, I'll watch it. Yeah. But I'm not the type that will, you know, run to the theater to go see one of his movies.
He's a big waste of time. Okay, well, that's my opinion. We all have different opinions.
Oh, shoot, Ken. What's the college movie where he says we're going to go to the Home Depot and... Old school. That scene where he is walking down the street naked, says we're going to streak to the quad, and then has to back into the car with all of his wife's friends, is about one of the funniest things you will ever see on a screen.
Right. Hysterical. 55 past the hour. Now it's time for Chuck Curry to go through the movies as a preview. I'm not a stick in the mud,
but
I don't find... I went to see, when I was in California this past winter, I went to see that Anchorman 2 movie.
Great movie.
Well, I was supposed to go see something else, and I don't remember. I was late for it.
This is why we call the Doug Stephan Good Day program the place where comedians go to die.
Well, because they're not funny.
That's right. They're not.
There's some things that were actually moderately funny in that movie.
And it was smart in the way that it talked about how news has become
sensationalized. Yeah, I mean, that's why I liked it, because it took shots at the commercial nature of news coverage in this country and how stupid it is. And so that, it was valuable. But other than that, it was just...
And you'd like this movie, The Campaign, because it does the same thing to political campaigns.
Oh, it does. Okay. All right, so I have to find it and watch it. Holding hands, no doubt. Okay, so Chuck, you have some movies to run down for us today. What do we have this weekend to expect, and what are you expecting is going to be number one at the box office?
Well, The Expendables 3 opens nationwide. It's expected to be, this is a franchise that's done a lot better overseas than it has done here in the States. It's tracking in the low 20 million. Sylvester Stallone was on Jimmy Fallon last night. I say this, he's still really good with the crowd and is a fun interview.
Oh, people
from what I hear,
Antonio
Banderas and Mel Gibson are really good in this film. This is critic proof. Overall, reviews are more negative than positive. But none of Stallone
Harrison Ford
have ever gotten good reviews.
I'm not really interested to see another one because I figure it's going to be shoot 'em up time, although I like to see the interaction between him and Schwarzenegger, and I really want to see how they cast Harrison Ford.
Don't forget Mel Gibson, too.
Mel Gibson's the bad guy, I think, isn't he?
I don't
Chucker
know.
In this?
Mel Gibson is the villain.
Yeah.
But you know,
right.
From what I hear, Arnold Schwarzenegger's part is very small in this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't he filming something else at the same time and he had to go run and do it and then go back to whatever else he was doing?
I believe he's filming. Was filming two films at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. Also opening is The Giver, which is based on one of these young adult novels. It stars co-stars Jeff Bridges and Meryl Streep. Jeff Bridges actually produced this film. I just found out that yesterday. And expanding on 750 screens will be the movie Boyhood, a movie that was filmed over a 12-year span using the same actors, Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette. So I'm going to go see it this afternoon. There's a lot of good buzz on that one. Some movie news of interest. Warner Brothers announced that the sequel to Godzilla comes out June 8, 2018.
Lovely.
And the same company's producing Skull Island, which is a prequel to King Kong. So that comes out 2016. So I think the game plan is to team King Kong and Godzilla sometime
perfect.
In
yeah,
2020.
You're such a dud. Right. You'd be happy to hear. Thank you. That is my name. Thank you. All right, so Chucker, yesterday, Framingham was pretty much shut down because it was the first day of shooting for Ted 2. They're shooting it in and around Framingham. Mark Wahlberg and Amanda, I never pronounce her name right,
Seyfried.
They were on the Mass Pike at the rest stop, closed that down. They were downtown Framingham, closed that down. They were at one of the schools in town, closed that down. So it'll be interesting over the next couple of weeks to see how the town is affected by all of this hoopla.
Where was Ted? Did you see him?
I didn't see him. I just saw some pictures locally taken.
Jack tried to milk him.
Very sweet, Jennifer. 59 after on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is
is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.